Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Rick Stewart, Libertarian candidate for Secretary of Agriculture.
You've been traveling around the state, around the area, looking for information from voters, looking for support. What have people been telling you that they want to see from the agriculture office?
Well, the number one thing they want to see is they want to see the end of the tariffs, because that's, what, a $1 billion hammer on Iowa farmers. They also want to see clean water. And I'm the clean water candidate. I've got a plan to get all of Iowa's water clean in 5 years with no taxpayer money and very little, but a little bit of government involvement. And the other two issues that are on my agenda are to speak against farm subsidies and renewable fuel standards. I'm the only candidate who is looking at these from an economic perspective instead of a like how much money can I get out of Washington perspective. And economically, of course, those are horrible programs. They cost taxpayers a lot of money. They don't really benefit anybody except, you know, lucky farmer that gets a check. It's not just Iowa. It's all around the country. So those are the four main issues that I'm speaking of. I guess I should add on renewable fuel standards that, you know, that's a bad idea from the simple fact that no presidential candidate has ever supported them until, of course, they came to Iowa. And then every single presidential candidate has always supported them. That means it's a political idea. It's not an economic idea. I believe in economics, not politics. I'm a libertarian. We have principles. We don't need to toe a party line. We just follow our principles. And our principles are the government shouldn't interfere in the economy because that's never a good idea.
What do you believe can be done to take better care of the state's water?
Well, this is very simple. We just need to form watershed co-ops. There are about 40 watersheds in Iowa. That's everywhere there's a river, the watershed, all the water that flows into that river. And then, of course, all that water goes out at the mouth of the river. And all the landowners in those areas should be formed into what I call watershed cooperatives. One landowner, one vote. Co-ops operate democratically all across our state. We have hundreds of them doing fantastic job in various economic arenas. And taking care of the pollution problem is a simple one for them to do, because it'll be a single-purpose co-op, and all the landowners will get to decide for themselves what's the fastest, the most efficient, and the fairest way to solve Iowa's water problem. The government doesn't need to tell them how to do it. They just need to tell them what to do. And the question to what should they do is produce clean water coming out of your watershed in 5 years.
Some people are going to wonder if you have any sort of background in farming or agriculture yourself, because that's usually a desirable trait in someone running for this office. What sort of background do you have?
Oh, my dad was a folk ag teacher my whole life, or his whole life. I was born in Postville. He had a 5-acre farm, and then he built it up to a 20-acre farm. My brother and I chased sheep because he didn't have hogs or cattle. Then he moved to Maquoketa, where I grew up. He built that up to an 80-acre farm. So my boots have always been in agriculture, or as my mom said, take those boots off before you come in the house. I also have a degree in agricultural mechanics, so I've seen that side of it. And I also have an MBA from the University of Chicago. And farming, you know, is a business. It's not a hobby. It's not a religion. It's not a nonprofit organization. Farmers are small business people. They want to buy low, sell high, make profit on the difference. And my background in economics is what will allow us to do that to the maximum extent possible. Now, we can't guarantee every farmer is always going to survive every year. That's the nature of small businesses. They come and they go. The people that are really good and somewhat lucky, they survive. And then the people that aren't particularly good at it, they find something else to do. And usually their land passes on to somebody else who's better equipped to meet the challenges of the small business. So that's really what my qualifications are, is I know a lot about farming. I grew up that way. And I also know a lot about economics.
Going up against major party candidates for a third party such as yours, a difficult proposition to say the least. Do you have problems finding any sort of traction and getting any sort of attention from potential voters?
Well, not really. Actually, most Iowans are libertarians. They just don't know it. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party, for reasons I don't think I have to explain, are losing membership. The independents are gaining. The libertarians are gaining. People are looking for something different. They're tired of the squabbling. They're tired of the arguing. They're tired of the nonsense. Everywhere I go, I haven't had a single person say, oh, you libertarians don't know what you're talking about. Usually what they say is, oh, I didn't know that's what libertarianism was. I thought it was something different. Most Iowans are physically conservative. They're socially allowing, or they allow people to do what they want to do. We're tolerant. And that's what libertarians are, okay? We don't think the government needs to do anything except the things that the government can do well at. And we don't think that the government needs to get into your bedroom or get into your car or get into your gas tank and tell you what kind of gas to put in there, who to have a relationship with or how to raise your children. The government should just do the things that they can be good at. And there are, okay? Like my proposal for clean water includes the government. If the government doesn't step in, it's obvious that private landowners won't step up to the plate. So, yeah, when it comes to questions like that, the government should step in.
Thanks to Rick Stewart for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.